2-0 start to the season for the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They had a 25-point win back on the Tuesday prior to a Thanksgiving at Worth County. They were at Penny Hive Hamilton Friday. One that really shut down the Lady Hornets, winning 48-16. Green City home opener comes up Tuesday night. Then the annual all-county rivalry with pretty good Princeton girls team. That will be Friday night. How are you doing today, Coach Owens?
Doing good.
How did things go on Friday? It sounds like, and I've heard Penny kind of has trouble putting the ball in the hoop. They're kind of looking for, you know, some consistent offensive scores, but your defense only giving up 16 points. That's been your bread and butter over the years, and it was pretty solid on Friday.
Well, I was pretty pleased with our pressure, especially early in the game. We were able to force a lot of turnovers and get some runouts and things like that, but overall, offensively, our half-court stuff has definitely got to get better as the year goes on. We're getting decent looks, but they're not going in, and we're just not very fluid on the offensive end and half-court sets. So that's definitely something we need to work on.
Yeah, when we talked about it last week. Obviously, when you graduate a Torrey Meineke down to NCMC, it's going to make you different offensively. Is there a little bit of a change in mindset to where the girls, instead of looking for Torrey to get a big bucket, now they kind of have to, take that, that mindset of I need to be kind of a one or a two option on the offensive end?
Well, yeah, really, we do have to have some kids step up, and I know we've got some that are capable, and their shots just aren't necessarily going in as well as they did maybe this summer and towards the end of last year, but. Overall, we're playing hard. We're doing a good job defensively, and hopefully the old saying is your offense will come along as the year goes on. That's definitely what we're hoping.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about with Coach Martin on the boys' interview where, sometimes, we all know this, sometimes you're going to have one of those nights where the ball goes in the hoop and you're hitting threes and everybody's feeling good, and sometimes the ball just don't go into the hoop. But if you can always show effort on the defensive end, and it sounds like that's where the girls are getting it done right now.
Well, that's true. It all starts with our leader and Rainey Michaels. She's our senior that really puts a lot of pressure on their point guard and can cause trouble with them getting it set in their offense. And shortly after the first quarter, or certainly after the game started, they switched point guards and had another girl bring the ball up to get Rainey off of the point. And that's what teams are going to do. And like I said last week, if teams are altering their things that they have to do just to get the ball up the floor, then that's definitely a positive for us.
In the conference last week, I kind of took notice of this. Obviously, you have a nice team coming back and off to a solid 2-0 start. Grundy won the Novinger tournament. Gilman City was very strong at the Gallatin tournament, played Trenton within a three-point game. I saw Gilman City did all those good things, and Winston can play a little bit. It looks like the conference as a whole, it's deeper and stronger this year.
Well, I think so. It's definitely more balanced than it has been the last few years. And like you say, Grundy County kind of had a coaching switch within the last couple of years. I've known him for a long time. He does a very good job with whoever he's coaching, so I know they're going to be much improved. And kind of the same deal with Gilman City. They've got a lot of kids returning, and if they're playing well early, that's going to give them confidence as the year goes on.
Yeah, conference play begins next week. Mercer will be at East Harrison Tuesday, and Grundy are 5 at Mercer then on Friday. We're talking the 13th and the 16th. Next week is a three-game week. Let's talk about this week, Coach. Games first and foremost, Green City. They're kind of one of those Class 1 schools. Sometimes they really put things together and are very, very tough. Sometimes they rebuild a little bit. I kind of feel like they're somewhere in the middle this year. I can't get a real good read on the Lady Gophers. Do you have any sort of a scouting report for Tuesday on them?
Well, I just saw them play a little bit this summer. We were at some of the same events. And I know they've got a very good freshman. The Hatcher girl inside is a good player for them. And they've got some guards returning, and then also a big girl that didn't necessarily play much for them this summer that's around. So, they're a team that if you play their style, and I know they're going to be well coached, and we're just going to have to do what we like to do and hopefully put a lot of pressure on them so they can't just pound the ball inside against us.
Your team really goes well when you're able to have your pressure rattle the other team's, ball handling, able to get the ball up the floor and just set up your offense comfortably. Princeton has a girl, I don't know how well they'll handle it, but certainly with Addie Henke being one of the better ball handling guards across the area, that to me makes Friday night down at Princeton an intriguing matchup with your pressure against her ability to really break down pressure.
Well, she's just an outstanding player. She's a great kid that, you know, competes hard in whatever she's doing. And yeah, it's the pressure that we've been able to put on some teams isn't going to bother her like it has some others. And, you know, she'll keep things under control, so we'd have to definitely make sure that some of our areas that we haven't been very good at have to be much better on Friday night, because we're not going to get the easy looks and all the things that we've gotten the last couple games. And you know, they'll play. I know they've had some up and down games, but anytime we play each other, both teams play pretty well. So that's definitely what we're expecting.
Yeah, when you play a team coached by Steve Richmond down at Princeton, I know you played them last year. What do you kind of expect from a Coach Richmond coach ball team?
Well, they just all play hard. You know, our teams are pretty similar. We're pretty much guard-oriented, you know, with Addie, and then they've got the dunk girl who's an upperclassman, and then they've got some shooters that do some things, too. So I know both Kelly girls are good players, and you know, they've got some kids that can hit the baseline stuff and do a lot of good things offensively as well. So, you know, if you put too much emphasis on Addie, then the other girls are going to hurt you. So we just have to make sure we're ready for whatever they bring.
I agree with you on that. A chance for Mercer to kind of stay closer to home this week. Home game against Green City Tuesday. A little short trip down to Princeton on Friday. Coach Owens, congrats on the 2-0 start. Good luck this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.